Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be continuing to share with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer, and we're specifically dealing with prayers of authority. We need to learn to pray these prayers of authority, and we're going to be getting into them today. In the last two broadcasts, we've been sharing the principles of authority. We see the fact that we have authority because Jesus Christ got it for us. He got it back from the devil, and we've now been delivered out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the position of ruling and reigning. We now have been given authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We know that we need authority and operate in prayers of authority because we have an enemy that goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We know he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has given us the authority. The authority, this word is exousia in the Greek, which means the right to rule. It means spiritual jurisdiction, and it denotes the freedom to act and having authority for the action. And literally, this word means to be out of or to be beyond yourself, and this shows a delegated authority. This authority is not our authority. It has been delegated to us by the Lord, in which we act beyond ourselves with that authority delegated to us from heaven by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's kind of like the power of attorney, and it operates through the name of Jesus. When we speak in that name, we are releasing the authority that has been given unto us. And with the authority, we're going to be speaking forth prayers of authority that are going to be enforcing the spiritual laws of God. We have the right to do that. In fact, we have the responsibility to do that here in the earth. We have the right to rule, to dominate, control and hold in check all the activity of evil spirits that serve Satan. And we're going to reign in life by Jesus Christ. We've been given the commission of being a royal and a holy priesthood. A royal is a ruling priesthood. We are a kingdom of priests. And now we are in the position of ruling and reigning. And we are now, as heirs of the kingdom, we're to seek first the kingdom of God. Learn the ways of the rule and the reign of God. It'll come forth through the Word. Remember, the revelation of it comes through the Word of the kingdom. It's the Word of the rule and the reign of God. And as we get the Word in us and we seek it first, we understand the principles whereby we can pray effectively. We know it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We're going to press our way into it. And with the authority delegated to us, we're going to do the works of God. Remember that principle in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10, where the centurion had come to Jesus, and Jesus said he had great faith because he recognized that he understood authority. He said he was a man under authority, had soldiers under him, and whatever he'd say to them, they would go and do. You must recognize that you are under authority to the Lord Jesus Christ and in authority over the works of the enemy. And you can speak with the authority and take dominion over all of the works of Satan and of his demonic powers. Remember, in order to operate in this kingdom authority that we've been delegated, we have to be under authority, which means you can't just go and operate in authority and not be submissive to the Word of God. If you won't submit yourself to the Word of God and deal with areas of sin, you're not going to operate in authority whatsoever. You've got to be under authority to be in authority, praise God. So we are submitted to the Lord, we are in authority because He has delegated that to us, praise God. And we're going to go forth and do the works of God. Now in Mark chapter 11, verse 10, it indicates that the kingdom comes in the name of the Lord. That's the way it's going to be released when we start speaking forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10, God's highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. The name of Jesus is, again, the power of attorney, the means of authority whereby we release the prayers of authority. So when you take authority, you're going to be doing it in the name of Jesus. That is releasing the authority that the Lord has delegated unto us. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, see, that's the means of authority, shall they cast out devils or demons. We are going to cast out demons. We do it all the time through the authority of the name of Jesus. We heal the sick and do the works of God in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, we need to realize that Jesus didn't do things in his own power. He did things through his Father's name. He was submitted to the Father. In John chapter 10, verse 25, Jesus said, I told you and you believe not, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Jesus did the works in his Father's name, which is that name under the old covenant. And now what's the name above every name in the new covenant? It's the name of Jesus. And now we do the same works through the name of Jesus. Jesus went forth and he also did these things, the powerful works through the prayers of authority through the Spirit of God. He talks about in Matthew chapter 12, 28, where he said he cast out devils by the Spirit of God. See, the anointing was upon him because of the Holy Spirit that came upon him. And we must realize that if we've received the Holy Spirit, he's dwelling in us, the anointing of God's upon us, and we're going to speak forth his word, and by the power of the Spirit of God, through the name of Jesus, we're going to release the kingdom authority that he's delegated unto us. The rest of that verse, he says, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Otherwise, when I take authority over the works of Satan and cast out these demon spirits, the rule and the reign of God has come on the scene. And that's what we have to learn to do, take authority and use the prayers of authority that have been given to us in the Word of God and see the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God come into manifestation in our life and in people that we minister to. Now in Matthew chapter 12, 29, the Bible says that you are going to enter into the strong man's house. How can you enter into the strong man's house and spoil it? Except you first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take authority over Satan and his works and spoil his house by destroying every work of the enemy. Now remember 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. I'll tell you, a lot of people go out there and they preach the gospel, but they don't preach the full gospel message. They don't preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is not just in word, it is in power. There must be a demonstration of power. And when the demonstration of power is going forth, people are going to get healed, demons are going to be cast out, the captives are going to be set free, people are going to be liberated from captivity in their life. The prayers of authority release the mighty power and ability of God. And this is so important. Well, we're going to begin to get into these prayers of authority today. And there are seven major areas of prayers of authority. All of these are done in the name of Jesus. And they're done through commanding. Remember, when you are taking authority, you command. When Jesus would cast out the demons, he said, I command you to come out of them. When Paul said that to that demon spirit in Acts chapter 16, he says, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come out of her. We command when we do the prayers of authority. Otherwise, we don't go to the Father. We don't pray to the Father and ask him to do something. We do not ask him to take authority over the devil. I've heard lots of people pray that way. They say, I've gone to the Father and asked him to do something about the devil. No, God has given us the authority, and it is our responsibility to take this dominion. So you are going to be taking authority over the works of Satan. Don't pray to the Father to take authority. He's delegated that responsibility to you. And when you take authority, you're going to be doing it with a commanding voice, speaking with authority in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The first area of prayers of authority is the prayer of binding. We need to bind the devil. In fact, we read that scripture in Matthew 12, 29. Let's read that again. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Binding is a Greek word deo, which means to tie up, or to restrict by legal authority. The purpose in binding is to tie up Satan's works, demon spirits, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, or spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, and restrict their activity. The binding effect will work in people, and also in the heavenlies, because we're going to take authority over all the works of Satan, all his workers in the heavenlies, over households, over cities, influencing people, as well as in the people. We're going to bind the demon spirits before we cast them out. as he says, you bind the strong man and then you spoil his house. In this particular scripture in Matthew 12:29, this is where he had just cast out the demons out of the man and he was healed. And this is where they accused him of casting him out by Beelzebub's power. Of course, he cast it out by the Spirit of God, and the kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God came unto them. But here, this is talking about a prerequisite for you to cast the demon spirits out of people to set them free from bondages. You bind the strong man, and that's Satan, and then he will spoil his house. We are going to be the vessels to spoil the works of the devil in people's lives. And we're going to come against them through the authority of the name of Jesus. But first we bind them and tie them up. Matthew 16:19 gives us a scripture showing binding affecting the heavenlies. In 16:19 he says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, keys are means of access, and the kingdom refers to the rule and the reign of God. And the word heaven used in this verse three times is actually plural in the Greek. It literally says, I give unto you the keys or the means of access into the rule and the reign of the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth or tie up on earth shall be bound, or shall have been bound, more literally, in the heavens. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. It's plural. It's not talking about heaven where God dwells. What we bind on earth isn't going to make it bound in heaven. You don't need to bind anything in heaven. Heaven's a place where there's total freedom and liberty. We bind from our position on earth, and we can bind the demonic powers and all these principalities in the heavenlies to stop their work. So binding from earth will affect the heavens, and we have the means of access into it from earth to take authority over all of the works of the enemy. So we're going to bind the demon spirits in people, and we're going to bind the demon spirits over households, or we're going to bind these principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, over cities, over nations, or wherever their influence is. So we began to talk about this. In the next broadcast, we're going to get into this more specifically and show you how to do this and go into every one of these particular prayers of authority. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.